So let's just go to the Lord in prayer that he'll speak to us this morning on Hebrews 11 on faith. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for this chapter in your word to us of Hebrews 11 just on faith. And Lord, as we open up this morning and we look at Rahab, just I love this story. It's such a great story, Lord, and I thank you for just how you love people and you have a plan and you want us to walk and step in faith. And Lord, just help us to continue to understand that better within our lives of being a faithful person when the odds seem like non-existent. Lord, help us with that. Speak to us this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Hebrews 11:31 is the verse, and we're looking at Rahab this morning, and I've always loved this story, just how it all, you know, it starts, and we're going to just take a look at this. So Hebrews 11:31 says this: "By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient." And a lot of times we go, wait a minute. Prostitute? She's in the chapter, or the faith chapter? A prostitute? Right? Like, there's a prostitute in the faith chapter. And shouldn't it be, and you think of it as church, you know, so many times when you're in churches, you think, well, shouldn't it be like that was an upstanding citizen? But a prostitute, shouldn't it be someone that's an upstanding community member that helps people and serves people, but it's a prostitute? Well, okay, come on, this can't be right. And there's Bible scholars who actually have tried to say, well, she was an innkeeper or she was something else, and they tried to because the positioning of Rahab in scripture is a very important position. And why I love this story is because it just shows the love that God has for people. Isn't that? Like, that's like this love that God has for people. And we see this prostitute Rahab by faith, it says. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. By faith. Now faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So what was this prostitute's hope? What was she sure in? What was her faith in? Because we see this story. And we talked about Jericho last week. So before that whole battle happened with Jericho, you know, the crazy battle where they came out with all giants and came out with all the big guns and missiles and took the walls. Nope. The crazy story of we're going to walk around the city and the walls are craziness, right? Craziness, but that's the God's plan. Now we have this, before that even happened, we have Rahab. And Rahab here, and let's go to Joshua. We find this all in Joshua, the whole story of Rahab found in Joshua. Well, we're going to start in Joshua 2, and it goes throughout Joshua 2 to 6, but it says this in Joshua 2. "Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim." Imagine being from that town. Where are you from? But they were from Shittim. "Go look over the land," he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab, and they stayed there. So you think about this. So Joshua sends these spies out to and they go into the town of Jericho. And as we get into this story, verse 2, "The king of Jericho was told, 'Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land.' So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, 'Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land.'" Okay. So these spies were sent out and they were supposed to gather data. Like that's what spies do, right? Go out, research, find out what's going on, try not to be found out. Well, Jericho, obviously these men at the gates were probably looking for the Israelite men to come in because they found out right away. So how would a spy try not to be found out? You're going to try to fit in, right? Like if you watch the espionage stories of today and we just watched this show and it was about, World War II, right after World War II, and they were trying to find out the German spies, you know, and the Cold War whole thing going on. But so you try not to be noticeable. So where do these spies go? These spies, so two men were traveling and they go into the city of Jericho, which we know had these big walls and these big gates. So I'm assuming they had guards on top of these walls because the king now of Jericho knew that where these people went. So kind of a going for, and they were found out. On the spy side of things, they were like, where are we going to go that we can fit in to the town of Jericho? And you remember that Jericho, Canaan, the Canaanites, and they were pagan people. And when it talks about a prostitute, I'm not sure, was she a prostitute in the temple? Was she a prostitute from, you know, in the town? I don't know. It doesn't, but we know that Rahab was a prostitute and the New Testament says she was a harlot. And it pulls Rahab out of this is who she was. And when we look at scripture, so the spies go where I guess men would go to not to be noticed because they're trying to fit in. And they went to the harlot, the prostitute, where they had rooms and stuff like that, to her home. That's where the spies went. Why? To try to fit in to the culture. So they wouldn't be standing out that they were looked at as spies, but nope, they were caught in Jericho. The king of Jericho sends messengers to Rahab, the prostitute, and they say, hey, these men came to your home. We need to have these men brought to us because they're spies. Then you get into the story of Rahab. And what I love about this story is just her heart, like her heart as you start to look at this story unfolds. So the guards come and knock on the door and they tell Rahab, bring these men out to us. And she said, and meanwhile, she said, well, they left at dusk, you know, dusk. So they couldn't really see who was coming and going, but she said they left at dusk and went out the gates, quickly go and catch them. She's lying for the Jews. She was a Jericho woman, a Canaanite woman who was town of Jericho, and she made this decision. She had this window of opportunity, this window of faith, I call it, this faith window. And she could either, what was she going to do? Was she going to turn them over? Or was she going to help these Jewish spies? And she had this decision to make, and her faith was brought out and all through scripture of the faith that she had to help the spies. And it was a prostitute. And you think, okay, this wasn't a water worker. This wasn't a city guard. This was a lowly woman in the city of Jericho who was a prostitute. And all through scripture, we read about her and as we get going. So, which we know, so the Rahab went in. She tells the guards they left, and then the guards go and they go to search out, and she said, quickly go. And then she goes to the spies who she held up on the roof under flax that she had, because scripture tells us that her house was on the wall of the city. So the big stuff, she had this stone home with a window in this, another window. I didn't pull out faith window for the title because of the window, but it's just kind of fitting, right? So she takes the spies up to the top of the roof and puts them under flax and hides them in case they would be, in case she would be searched. But she lies for these guys and she says to these guys, hey, they left. This is what you need to do. And she's helping the spies and she says, I'm going to lower you out the window. You're going to escape through this window and you're going to head to the mountains and stay there for 3 days before you leave. Because what was she? She was a Canaanite woman. She knew how their army operated. So she knew that they were going to go out for 3 days and search by the Jordan looking for these spies, the Jewish spies. And she lies for him and she tells him what to do. Go up to the mountain and hide for 3 days and don't just stay up there for 3 days until these guys come back. And then 3 days later, the guards came back and the Jewish spies went back to Joshua. And that's this, as this unfolds. And, but before she let them go, they have this dialogue, which we all know. This dialogue that said, listen, if I help you, I'm going to help you because this is, these are some of the things that were pulled out. In verse 9, Joshua 2:9, we read this. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you and that a great fear of you has fallen on us so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We, the Jericho, the whole region of the Canaanites, we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. So 40 years before they knew what was about the Lord. What you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you have completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts, once again, our hearts melted in fear. Their hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. That's what Rahab tells the spies. So was she just this prostitute woman putting in scripture because she helped these spies escape? It was more than that. Her heart, her faith was just like so many years before then, her daughter-in-law said the same thing of, your God is my God, right? I'm going to follow your God. So Rahab here says, your God, the Israelite God, is the God of heaven above and earth now. This is the God that I want to serve. And she had this window of opportunity to protect these spies, to serve the Lord, the God that she has seen and heard about. And she chose the window of opportunity to put this faith, to put her faith and what she these guys of, I know this is the God of all. And she made that decision in her life right at that moment and she helped the spies. And as the story goes, the Israelite spies then said, they said, let's make this deal. The deal was, I'm going to help you escape and remember me when you come back because I know you're coming back and I know that God is giving you this land. She had the faith all behind that. She had it. And when you come back and destroy everybody, save me, my parents, my brothers and sisters, and those in my household. And they came to this agreement. And the spy said, okay, we can agree to this life for a life, but you have to hang this scarlet ribbon in your window. So when we come back and attack, and you can't tell the king, you can't tell these people we were here. And when we come back and attack, because the plan for Jericho set to Joshua by God was what? You kill everyone in that city, man, woman, beast, child, all you do is take their gold and silver and put it into your storage bin. But you go into that city and you take out every last one of these people, which in today's world, we think, oh, God's so mean, right? people think that God, how could God do that? That's so mean. Well, the fact of the matter is they were idol worshipers and the pagans, and they had no desire to follow God. So the plan was to wipe it out, just to devastate it out. But yet a prostitute was chosen for this story. A prostitute, an unclean prostitute, just like we're all unclean, right? But she was chosen, and she had this window of opportunity, and she put her faith into the God of Israel at this point. And that faith then, which rolls over. So you remember last week, if you were here, we talked about how faith is kind of like a manual car. Like you put in you're not sure how to drive a manual car, but it's all, you just have to put it in the gear. So Rahab puts faith here into first gear, and she begins to see the Lord work. So, which we know this story. So Rahab's faith, she puts this scarlet ribbon in her window, and then a couple chapters later, which we talked about last week, is when the Israelites have walked around the city, and they go in and they take Jericho, and the walls fall down. They go through and they destroy the entire city and take everybody out of this city and kill them. And here's this scarlet ribbon in this window that Joshua tells the spies, go take these people to that window and get the people out that you gave the oath to. They gave an oath to this woman that they were going to protect her family, that they were going to save her life for what she did by the faith she had in God. And then the faith that she had in these men, their oath that they had, these Israeli people. And then scripture tells us that they took her family and they took her out and they took her and the family with them. And then she stayed with them outside of their camp because she was an unclean woman. We see a time here, something changed with her. This lady Rahab, her faith started to grow. Her faith went first gear, but that's a big first gear, isn't it? You are in your city. You are in where you grew up. Everything you know, your whole culture, your whole everything is revolving around where you live, and that's all you know. And then you hear these stories, these impossible stories of this great God who has blocked up waters, who these people have come in and destroyed these cities by this powerful presence, more than their army, this powerful presence of God. And she makes this decision over her whole knowing of everything and her whole culture and her whole neighbors and everything else was to follow the God of Israel. That was the decision she made. That's why in Hebrews 11, she's called out for her faith. Beautiful story on this. Just like today, many people think, well, man, God could never save me. He could never forgive me. You know, I've done so much stuff in my life. And yeah, has anyone heard that? Like, I've heard that a million times. People say, yeah, I'm so dirty. I'm so unclean. I've been divorced and married and multiple times. God can't love me. Let's look at Rahab, a prostitute woman. A prostitute woman. And the spies went to this woman's house. Why? Because, you know, it's kind of like, did you ever get your hair cut? And you're standing there getting your hair cut, and you know when you're getting your hair cut, the people cutting hair, if you want to know something about somebody else, you can go to get your hair cut, and you're going to find out you're going to find out all sorts of stuff. Well, prostitute's place was probably very similar. She spent a lot of time with men, probably guards in the city and everything else, but Rahab, a smart woman. She could contract and negotiate beautifully. I mean, she saved her family. She knew what was coming. So she wasn't dumb. Very smart woman. She saw what's coming. She knew what was going on, and she called out and tells these guys, the spies, because the same thing she told the spies or what the spies told Joshua is, their courage is gone. They're melting in fear. Where did they get that information from? From Rahab. Because Rahab talked to people. Rahab took the data and retained it and had all this information and then passed that to the spies, which then they went back to Joshua and they used all this information and their courage in Jericho was gone. They had no faith. They were living in fear over the Israeli people. Rahab. God had a plan for Rahab. Out of all those other people in the city, all those people that were destroyed, you think about that. All of those people, there was this one woman and her family that was saved because of the faith of this one woman. And then as we go and further down the line of Rahab, this is the story that I love, because then you go through and you think about a prostitute, right? And when you think about a prostitute in like modern culture, you think of like the street worker, right? Walking out on the street and with the red light district or whatever. And you think of the pain that a lot of women go through that are in that profession. But this lady was able to overcome all of that stuff. And she never said to herself, well, God could never love me because I'm a prostitute. That's not what she said. She looked out and saw and grabbed onto this faith and said, oh, this is the God that can hold back water and seas so a nation can walk over dry ground. He can hold back water of the Jordan River and they can walk over dry ground. This is a God that has these people come in and destroy cities. This is a God of power. This is the God that I heard about. And she says, this is the God that I want to serve. This is my God. That's what she was saying. And she didn't say, I've had such a bad life. I've done all these things. No, she's saying, I'm following God. I'm following God. And God had a special plan for her. And as we go through, and we know that, who do we know then who Rahab was? Rahab then eventually married an Israeli man named Solomon, right? Eventually, they had a son named Boaz, which we know married Ruth, a Moabite woman who was not an Israeli. She was a Moabite. And I often think to myself of maybe that is why, and maybe you heard me say this before, maybe that is why Boaz, as a young guy, an older guy who was wealthy and had been prospered in his position, never married somebody because he was a single dude at the time when they were getting married. Well, here, who did he marry? He married this Moabite woman. I often think because it was probably very similar to a circumstance to what he knew from his mom, right? Because all small community, small town, small nation, and you know as well as me how people talk. They always probably said, well, you know, Rahab, she was the prostitute in Jericho. Yeah, I know it. You right? And you probably think the same thing happened. And so Boaz probably heard that a lot of his life. And same with Ruth. Oh, you know, Ruth, she's the Moabite woman. You know, so this bickering, talking back and forth. But yet God didn't see that. God saw people's hearts. God saw this step of faith from this prostitute woman to say, I want to follow God. So, and God knew it. Like God had this plan. Like if we hold to God's plan as God has the plan, right? That God knows and has just stepped out. He had her into this spot because of her faith, even though Up until that point, she didn't follow God. Up until that point, she was 100% full-out pagan. God knew it. But this pagan woman, then we find in the genealogy of Christ. Are you kidding me? Right? My Savior? Our Savior? The Son of God? And you go back through the genealogy pool, and you go back through, and then all of a sudden you see, what? Ruth and Boaz? And their son was Jesse, and Jesse was the father of David, and it goes back to this harlot, Rahab, in the town of Jericho, who simply stepped out in faith and said, your God is my God. I want to serve. This is the God of the heavens. This is the God of earth. This is the Lord, and I want to serve him. As we talk with people, remind people, if they think I've done so much, I've come from this background, I have problems, pull out Rahab. Say, let me tell you this about the woman that had problems. Let me tell you about a person that God chose, that God used, no different than we are. Probably worse than we were, right? Pagan. Use that as an example. Because we all need Christ. We all have problems. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. I love this story, Lord. I thank you for Rahab. I thank you for that, how that all worked, and just seeing the beauty of your forgiveness that has given to people. Lord, I just pray that as we talk to people, as we continue to pray for families, as we continue to pray for the 10 to 20 families and the 100 to 200 people that you're going to put us in contact with, that our doors are open. Lord, we know that people aren't perfect. We know people are dirty and just like I am and we all are. And Lord, I just pray and I thank you and bring this story into our mind when we talk to other people when they think they're not good enough, that they think they've done too much wrong stuff, if they're holding on to baggage that they can't let go, that here's Rahab. Look at this. Lord, I pray for that. Keep that in our mind. Thank you for this story. Help us to encourage other people with this story who need it. And we thank you for who you are. In your name we pray. Amen.